Welcome to the Arts Roundup, a short, sharp look at the what, the why, and where of the Cape Town art scene. The focus is on exhibitions and events at museums and galleries in Cape Town and surrounds that you'll find listed in the Art, Craft, and Museums map. These are events that I've enjoyed and trust that you will too.
I have with me Richard Mendelson, the author of Echoes of Paro, and with him is Gavin Morris of the South African Jewish Museum, who are now staging an exhibition called
Echoes of Paro.
There you go. And in fact, the book is not called Echoes of Paro. It's called...
The book is called The Jews of Paro, A History of a Community, of a South African Community.
Well, what I must compliment you on, Gavin, it's a very engaging experience, very immersive. But before that, a little brief survey of Paro and what that's all about.
The Paro project began a couple of years ago when Orrin Kaplan of Kaplan family was approaching the anniversary of his family business, a very large family business called Cape Gate. And to celebrate that anniversary, Orrin commissioned through the Kaplan Center a social history of a fairly obscure Jewish community in Paro in the northern suburbs of Cape Town. And the connection was that the family business had begun in 1929 in this obscure suburb of Cape Town.
It was almost a different village in those days.
Well, that was all it was at the time. It was a very small village.
And Gavin, how did you connect up in the exhibition? How did that evolve?
The South African Jewish Museum is very closely associated with the Kaplan Center for Jewish Studies at UCT, and this was a project that they were working on. And we decided to work together with them and develop an immersive exhibition as an accompaniment to the book. It doesn't tell the same story as the book, but really what we realized was through the research of Paro that the community was an archetype or an example of hundreds of smaller town Jewish communities that no longer exist in South Africa. But those listeners of a certain age will remember the small Jewish communities, the local rabbis, the Hebrew schools, and all the other accompaniments to it that would make up a small community that were found in towns across South Africa. So we used Paro as a perfect example of this and created an immersive experience, pulling from the characters that were in Richard's book and, using Paro as a sort of an archetype.
Well, what impressed me enormously is that the moment you walk in, you're introduced to certain characters, and that exhibition certainly introduces you to their way of life. So, Richard, how did you find it to see your work turned into this very, as I say, immersive experience?
Enormously exciting. I'm a historian, and I've written previously about the history of South African Jewry at large. And part of the excitement of the project and also of the exhibition was to write history or to see history as a microcosm in the history writ small. And my experience, I grew up in Paro, so it's for me, going to the exhibition and writing the book and being involved in the project was something that is deeply personal. It's very exciting to be involved in history, which is of one's own family, of one's own community.
Well, I'm not going to tell them too much about the exhibition because I think you've got to go and see it for yourself. But what impressed me is that very important timeline, the fact that you've used a mapping project as well to show where and what was happening, and then actually meeting, as it were, these people. Is that a fair description, Gavin?
Yes, I think so. We wanted something that was going to be immersive. It's an audio experience exhibition with beautiful sets to go along with it. So people who engage with it get involved and really experience Paro through the 20th century, really.
Well, there's another experience you're going to offer, and that is a copy of the book. And it's a very easy thing to do. Gavin will give you the details of where to send in an email. All you've got to tell us is, what is this place that we're talking about? So I think it's easy enough, but it's just a nice way. So the email address to send your FMR competition to?
Yes, please send an email just saying FMR competition to info@sajewishmuseum.co.za.
Easy enough, and we'll news blog about it and we'll have that information as well. We've been speaking to Richard Mendelson, the author, and to Gavin Morris, the director of the South African Jewish Museum, where Echoes of Paro is the name of the exhibition.
To know what's happening on the art scene in and around Cape Town, pick up a copy of the Art, Craft, and Museums map or go to mapmyway.co.za. for the digital version, and for daily postings about the vibrant art scene in Cape Town. Rated as number 3 in Time Out's World's Best Cities for Culture. FMR.